Dom joins us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines. Congratulations. How are you feeling a couple of days after all of this? Has it really hit you that you're a national champion?
Yeah, it's starting to sink in a little bit, you know, after the first couple of days. But, you know, when it happened, I was on cloud nine. Couldn't tell you how I was feeling.
Well, hopefully you remember what the winning jump was like. Can you take us through that from what you hopefully do remember of it?
Yeah, so I cleared the previous height on the first attempt, and I was behind the only other person in the competition who had missed that attempt. Mm-hmm. So they passed their following two attempts to the next bar, and he had missed his attempt at the next bar. So I kind of knew going into it that, you know, if I cleared this, that, you know, it might seal the deal. So going in and very confident, being able to, you know my abilities, knew I was on the right pole for the time, so just kind of took it up and cleared the bar.
How are you feeling going into the day?
Yeah, so it was an early wake up for us, starting at 10 a.m. So we get 90 minutes on the runway. So we were out there by 8 o'clock in the morning up at St. John Fisher. But I was feeling really energetic, really ready to go, kind of loosey-goosey, if you must say. But it was a great feeling going into the day. It was very warm out, so the weather conditions were perfect for it.
From a mental side of things, how are you feeling, and what was the mindset that you had going into this being essentially your last rodeo out there?
Yeah, all week it's been kind of a, you know, hassle of trying to navigate that, the mental aspect of going into a meet, but especially a meet of this caliber. And again, this could be my very last meet for the Bombers. So, you know, I just wanted to go in and have some fun, not put any pressure on myself, because, you know, the meets that I put the least amount of pressure on. So I really just wanted to, you know, have fun, be able to talk to the other competitors and kind of enjoy myself and enjoy the moment.
And you cap it off with a national championship. Amazing. Dom Akula with us here on BTL from the Ithaca College track and field team. Again, national champion in the pole vault, a mark of 5.05 meters. Since winning the national championship, who have you heard from in terms of former teammates, current teammates, coaches, competitors, anybody and everybody? What's that sort of excitement and fanfare been like to celebrate?
So I was afraid to turn on my phone once it happened, just because of how many texts I was afraid I was going to receive. And when I did turn it on, there were that many texts. So, you know, I've had a great support system through my past teammates, my past coaches, everyone over at Ithaca College, up to administrators. So it was a lots of congratulations, texts and calls and, you know, social media messages and stuff like that as well. So it's really been nice to kind of see all these people come out and congratulate me since we've had that past relationship.
If you had to estimate, based on all the notifications you got through any sort of communication channel, was that number in the triple digits?
Oh, I would say it's over 1,000.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. And you've had so much success from your high school days to where you are now, a 7-time All-American at Ithaca College now. Who has helped you stay the course throughout this entire athletic career that you've been on?
Yeah, so first and foremost, our head coach, Jim Nichols, has really, you know, instilled the faith in me that, you know, just giving your best effort every single day and putting your best foot forward, and you're going to get the results that you want. Also, we've never had at Ithaca College a men's outdoor national champion. So that was kind of also fueling the fire of, you know, can I be the first and make history for the program itself?
That's so, so awesome. Dom Akula with us here on BTL from the Ithaca College track and field team. Again, national champion in the pole vault, winning the Division III championship in the second day of the Outdoor Track and Field Championships up there at St. John Fisher. We have spoken for quite a few years, and you mentioned that before we came on the air here. If you could look back at your whole career, not just at Ithaca, but over there at Trumansburg as well, what is the one element of your athleticism and your pole vaulting that has just completely changed leaps and bounds from where you once were trying to figure out the sport to where you are now as a national champ?
I think overall it's been kind of the aspect of being off the ground. Obviously, my run has changed over the last couple of years, but, you know, it's really more of the technique work. Once you get off the ground, that I think has, you know, really changed from leaps and bounds from high school.
For sure. What's next for you? Because there are obviously avenues for you to still compete, I'm sure, if you'd like to. But what's next and what's maybe, you know, in your sights? Anything?
Yeah, so I still plan on competing in whatever capacity I'm going to be able to do that. And I'll be at grad school at Ithaca College, so I will still be around the team, be able to help out in any way that I can and whatnot. But I'm still going to try to jump unattached, but hopefully my end goal is to get into coaching.
Would you like to do that around here? Is that something you'd like to do elsewhere, or are you just kind of seeing where life takes you and just navigate through it all?
Yeah, it's more of seeing where life takes me. You know, if an opportunity ever comes up here at home, then, you know, it might intrigue me a little bit more than other offers.
Well, somebody should be, you know, looking at you to be first in line for something like that. Dom McCullough with us here on VTL from the Ithaca College track and field team, winning a national championship in the pole vault. Real quick, I'll let you run after this here, but to put a bow on your Ithaca College career with a national championship, another All-American performance, the emotions have to be almost at another level, I think, right?
Yeah, you know, it's been a lifelong dream of mine to be a national champion. And, you know, obviously I've been very fortunate to, you know, get the right coaching and get the right setup with Coach Scheffler and Ithaca College. But also the journey, you know, Megan and I have been teammates now for the last 4 or 5 years, but we've also competed with and against each other for the last 10 or so. So being able to cap off this journey with a complete sweep of the D3 championships is quite crazy to think about.
And pretty darn special, too. Dom, you have so much to be proud of. We are very excited for you here. I know a lot of people within this sports community around here are very, very proud of you as well. So congratulations on the title, and really appreciate the time today and throughout the many years that we've spoken with you. And we look forward to finding out what that next road in your journey is going to be. Thanks so much for the time, okay?
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.